In a new TV series, the dead are rising, but only in Wausau.
TV's newest zombie drama, Revival, brings us home to Wisconsin with a new twist on the undead.
It starts with a wintry day in Wausau when the dead rise up in cemeteries and morgues.
You may have seen these undead Wisconsinites in Revival before on the shelves at your local comic book store.
Originally from Ringle in Marathon County, Tim Seeley wrote and co-created the Revival comic book series, one of several notable comics under his belt, including Nightwing, Local Man, and the forthcoming Godzilla series. The Revival TV show based on his work is on the Sci-Fi Channel and on Peacock. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Now, what I love about Revival, Tim, is it's a different approach to zombies. It's not sort of that brainless, brain-eating dead. Without giving too much away, what can you tell us about your approach to zombies and the lore in Revival?
I mean, a big approach for us to the lore and history of zombies was that, generally speaking, zombie stories are sort of survival stories, and they're sort of more about the collapse of society, and they're, you know, often kind of feature, you know, characters sort of having to deal with trust issues about other people. And we kind of wanted to take a different tack with it because we felt like that story had been done to death and done best by the guy who did it first, which was George Romero or Richard Matheson, I guess, if you want to go back to I Am Legend. But so our take was to do, you know, what would it be like to do a undead story about having to live with people that you've already, you know, said goodbye to. So our story involves people who come back from the dead, but they seem, at least at first, to be completely themselves. But as the story unfolds, we see what caused this event to happen, what it did to the people. And a bigger thing we want to do also is that, you know, not every person who comes back, we call them revivers in our story, is exactly the same. They all sort of react to this event differently, and you know, how they deal with that and how they deal with the people that they come back to is a big part of our story.
And the story is set in Wisconsin. You're from Wisconsin. What made you want to situate this this twist on the zombie story in your home state?
A big part of it was, you know, the old advice, write what you know. And I grew up in the Wausau area. I still go back there for holidays and stuff. I have family there. So, yeah, I didn't have to do any research, which is always nice. Saves a lot of time. But I also kind of felt like my hometown in particular is such a sort of slice of America. You know, sort of politically, it's pretty purple. You know, it's not like a far rural Wisconsin place that's all you know, conservative. It's not a city like Madison that's all liberal. So it had that. And so that meant I could do different reactions to this. And I also really like the idea of setting this in the winter, which Wausau, at least when I was a kid, got pretty severely. Things have changed somewhat with climate change. But because, you know, being stuck inside during an event like this kind of felt like the way we experience these kind of things. And I also just wanted to deal with that sort of sensation of cabin fever. You know, when we started this book in 2012, I didn't know that, you know, within 7 years or so, I'd be stuck in the house for an entire year. But at the time, the idea of, you know, being stuck in the house for the winter, which happened a lot, you know, would make for a scarier and potentially more tense story.
We're talking to Tim Seeley, writer, co-creator of the Wausau-based comic book series Revival, talking about the new made-for-TV adaptation of the comics. It's on now on Sci-Fi and Peacock. Tim, converted to TV. Now, there's no guarantee that, you know, when something goes on to TV or movies, that it's going to exactly match your vision. Was there any sort of talk, any pushback on the idea of setting this in Wisconsin, or was this part of the TV adaptation right from the start?
Oh, yeah. This was from the very beginning, a decision that, you know, the producers really wanted to stick to. And on the upside, this is, you know, as an adaptation, I think a lot of times the stories you hear from comic book creators is, you know, kind of how separate they are from those adaptations. And, you know, at worst, you sort of just somebody who gets a check and then the show turns up on TV and you watch it like everybody else. But for this, I was involved from the very beginning. That was a conscientious choice. between Mike Norton, the artist, and myself, that we would be involved the entire time. So, you know, for the entire 8 years that the process that Luke and Aaron and Brett worked on this series, we were there. So, you know, every conversation that came up, we were privy to it. We knew what was going to be changed. We knew the things that were considered the untouchables, like this has to be Sadawasa. It has to be about the two sisters more than anything. It has to be kind of funny, which was important for us because people in Wisconsin are funny. and that was something that we didn't want to change. And all those things, you know, the things that we considered, you know, unchangeable remained from the very beginning.
Now, I understand a lot of the exterior filming happened in Wausau, and it looks like Wausau as I watch it, filmed in Canada, like a lot of our pop culture is nowadays. But what struck me is, as I'm meeting the characters here, I could see those people, right, in Wisconsin. They rang true to me. How about you, as you saw the casting happen and you saw this start to emerge on screen?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, and a big part of it is that, you know, Canada is not that far from Wisconsin, not distance-wise nor culture-wise. And, you know, a big early conversation we had was about casting and, you know, if these people looked like they could live there. And I think we got that pretty well figured out. And then another big question was, were we going to do the accent? And we decided not to because it could sort of veer into, you know, farce or parody. But some of those people just have that accent. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the northern Wisconsin accent is remarkably similar to like lower Canada. So, you know, it feels very authentic because of that, I think. And, you know, for a lot of those actors, that was a chance just to talk like themselves instead of having to appropriate, you know, American Los Angeles accent or American New York or American Southern accent.
Well, and it has struck me sometimes when you see Wisconsin in pop culture, it's that stereotype, you know, oh, real sorry, got to eat your brain there kind of thing. And right. That I didn't feel like this is a stereotypical Wisconsin.
I mean, Wisconsinites do say, oh, so I'm not going to say that's a stereotype. But yeah, I you know, we made a sort of choice with the comic that we'd be authentic, but not insulting. You know, I think there's an honesty in sort of approaching some of the very cultural things that are specific to Wisconsin, and having grown up there, but having lived in Chicago for, you know, 23 years at this point, you know, there are things I definitely know to be very specific to when I go back and visit Wausau or, you know, go to the North Woods or, and I didn't want to be dishonest about those. I think that stuff, you know, is really, really important. And also just it gives a place. The place has character, which I think is a very important part of stories, is, you know, you feel the authenticity and honesty, you know, in the depiction of a place, and you can smell pretty quickly if this doesn't feel right.
Tim, the characters, the names in the TV show, I noticed one line, somebody needs a babysitter, maybe I'll get the Seelys to watch Cooper. Yeah. How did your last name end up as an offstage character?
The writer of the first pilot is a good friend of mine, Mike Morsi. And I think that was a little wink and a nod that survived very many edits of the scripts.
What is it like to have that vision and have somebody else do a TV show?
It's drastically different. I mean, it's first getting used to these people, you know, being the face of your characters. Like seeing CM Punk walk out as a character I made up was a pretty shocking moment in my life. And to completely embody that total jerk was really awesome.
A Revival was your take on the zombie story. I understand you are now working on Godzilla.
Yeah. Comics is crazy that way. you can do a job and someone will read your crime zombie story and say, this guy would probably be good for a giant Japanese kaiju. I have seen all those movies, so I was ready to go.
Well, now there's an old board game called The Creature That Ate Sheboygan. Is Godzilla coming to Wisconsin in this new treatment? Please say yes.
I mean, sooner or later, I have to have Godzilla stomp on everything. But no Wisconsin yet. I'll have to
maybe a
make
detour.
Sure that happens. Yeah, maybe a little detour eventually.
Tim, congratulations on the show, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Tim Seeley, originally from Ringle in Marathon County. Tim is the writer and co-creator of the Wausau-based comic book series Revival, among others. We talked about the new made-for-TV adaptation of Revival. It's now airing weekly on Sci-Fi. You can also stream it on Peacock. And we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite bit of fiction, a book, TV, movie, or otherwise set here in Wisconsin? Doesn't have to involve zombies, though it can. Tell us about it. You can email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Or is there a bit of pop culture you think got Wisconsin completely wrong? You can tell us that too. Again, wisconsintoday@wpr.org.